Right now in Wisconsin, someone has to do two job searches a week to receive unemployment benefits. Governor Walker's proposed budget doubles that to four. Republican lawmakers okayed Walker's plan and upped the ante, giving the State Department of Workforce Development the discretion to require even more than four work searches for some workers. It passed the legislature's budget committee on a party-line vote, with Republicans like Marinette Assemblyman John Nygren strongly in favor.
If you're in a high-demand career, if you're a welder, a pipe fitter, or an electrician in my community right now, and you're unemployed, you should be out looking for more. You should be doing more than four searches, because there's plenty of jobs out there. So to give DWD by rule the authority to increase those searches because there is a glut of jobs out there, I think is a reasonable step.
But there's nothing in the plan passed by GOP lawmakers that zeroes in on any particular field like welding, meaning the state could require five, six, or more weekly searches for any type of worker. Racine Democrat Corey Mason says that won't help people find work if the jobs aren't there.
There's no glut of jobs that people are avoiding. I wish that was the case. What you have here is raising the bar on unemployment insurance that doesn't seem about getting people back to work. It seems like it's about kicking people off of unemployment insurance.
Just two states currently require four weekly work searches. Florida alone requires five searches. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.